according to this book, Explaining God, is just that easy. And you don't have to take my word for it. 4 out of 5 Amazon.com reviewers agree. One exclaims, this book explains the Trinity in terms that my 3-year-old has come to understand. Another writes, never before have I seen a book so clearly explain God to a child. While another says, this book is wonderful for children and great for adults too. It takes the complexity of the Trinity and shines a light on it in such a way that the Trinity becomes a settled, peaceful understanding. One after another, the customer reviews applaud this book's success in explaining the triune God. As I mentioned just before Claire's baptism, today is Trinity Sunday, a day on which the church celebrates the doctrine of the Trinity, the concept that God is 3 persons, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, or in gender-neutral language, Creator, Redeemer, and Sustainer, in one divine communion. Now, sure, the apple image gets at the 3 distinct parts in one whole unit idea, as do many other analogies for the Trinity. An egg is made up of a shell, a white, and a yolk. A 3-leaved clover has 3 leaves in one plant. You know, I've always wanted to bring up the fact that poison ivy has 3 leaves in one plant. Nobody uses that image on Trinity Sunday. But poison ivy aside, the church has no shortage of analogies for Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Some are better than others. Perhaps among the more tolerable ones I've heard is that the Trinity is like water, existing as one entity, which can take 3 forms, as a gas, liquid, or solid. You know, it's the same thing you learned in 2nd grade science class, that the steam off the tea kettle, the stuff that comes out of the faucet, and the ice in the freezer trays are all still water. But since apples and eggs and water are inanimate objects, perhaps a better analogy for the Trinity would involve a person. Consider for a moment that each of us has different names and yet remains one being. I'm mom to my children, Austin or pastor to most of you, and crazy New Jersey driver to the person I accidentally cut off on the turnpike. But all the same, I'm still one. Maybe dealing with the concept of personhood is helpful, yet even so, we somehow realize that none of these metaphors can quite live up to the Holy Trinity, to the mysterious truth that loving parent God, redeeming Messiah God, and sustaining Spirit God are all 3 one God. Sure, some analogies do trump the apple book, all of them. But the fact remains that when we try to explain God, we will always come up pitifully short. St. Augustine put it this way, si comprehendes, non est Deus, which means, if you have understood, that which you have understood is not God. If I may be so bold as to extend Augustine's words, if you have explained it, that which you have explained is not God. In today's gospel lesson, Nicodemus wants an explanation. Many biblical scholars claim that Nicodemus is caught up in a literal understanding of Jesus' words about being born again, while Jesus is speaking figuratively. But I'm not so sure that that's where they miss each other. As a Pharisee, Nicodemus is a religious leader and strict observer sometimes, like Isaiah, we simply stand in awe of God and join with all the company of heaven who sing, "Holy, holy, holy." As Christians, it isn't our job to explain God. It's our job to point to God, to do God's work in the world, and to keep telling the story of God's presence in our midst. When we gather around the baptismal font, we bear witness to the God who cleanses us from our sins, claims us as God's own, and calls us to the ministries of justice, freedom, forgiveness,